Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 13, Dhritarashtra quits home. Text 54. Chitasano, Chitasvashaha, Pratyahrita, Shra Indriya, Hari, Bhavanaya Dvasta Raja Sattva Tamo Malaha Chitasano Chitasvasa Pratyahrita Sadindriya Hari Bhavanaya Dvasta Rajasattva Tamo Malaha Chitasano Chitasvasa Pratyahrita Sadindriya Hari Bhavanaya Dvasta Rajasattva Tamo Malaha Chitasano Chitasvasaha Pratyahrita Shadindriya Hari Bhavanaya Dvasta Rajasattva Tamo Malaha
Sa Sa Adasasa Tamo Maha Dasana Dita Swasa Patyaya Sadendriya Viva Vanaya Dvasta Dasata Tamo Maha Chitasano Chitasvasa Pratyahrita Sadindriya Hari Dvaranya Dvasta Dvasta Dvamo Malaha. Go ahead. Sano Chitasvasa Pratyahrita Sadindriya Nivalamaya Drasa Adrasatva Tamo Maha. Vaishnavis, Chitasana Chitasvasa Sa Sarindriya. Jita Asanaha. One who has controlled the sitting posture. Jita Svasaha. One who has controlled the breathing process. Pratyahritaha. Turning back. Shat. Six. Indriyaha. Senses. Hari. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Excuse me. The Absolute Personality of Godhead. Bhavanaya. Absorbed in. Dvasta. Conquered. Rajaha. Passion. Sattva. Goodness. Tamaha. Ignorance. Malaha. Contaminations. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. One who has controlled the sitting postures, the yogic asanas, and the breathing process can turn the senses towards the Absolute Personality of Godhead and thus become immune to the contaminations of the modes of material nature, namely mundane goodness, passion, and ignorance. Purport. The preliminary activities of the way of yoga are asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dhyana, dharana, etc. Maharaj Dhritarashtra was to attain success in those preliminary actions because he was seated in a sanctified place and was concentrating upon one objective, namely the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. Thus, all his senses were being engaged in the service of the Lord. This process directly helps the devotee to get freedom from the contaminations of the three material modes of nature. Even the highest mode, the material mode of goodness, is also a cause of bondage. And what to speak of the other qualities, namely passion and ignorance. Passion and ignorance increase the material propensities of hankering for material enjoyment, and a strong sense of lust provokes the accumulation of wealth and power. One who has conquered these two base mentalities and has raised himself to the platform of goodness, which is full of knowledge and morality, cannot also control the senses, namely the eyes, the tongue, the nose, the ear, and touch. But one who has surrendered himself unto the lotus feet of Lord Hari, as above mentioned, can transcend all the influences of the modes of material nature and be fixed in the service of the Lord. The bhakti yoga process, therefore, directly applies the senses to the loving service of the Lord. This prohibits the performer from engaging in material activities. This process of turning the senses from material attachment to the loving transcendental service of the Lord is called pratyahara. And the very process is called pranayama, ultimately ending in samadhi, or absorption in pleasing the Supreme Lord Hari by all means. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this verse and purport, we're learning something about the Ashtanga Yoga system, the Eightfold Path of Yoga that was promoted by Patanjali. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada is pointing out some parallels, you know, between the different elements of the Eightfold Yoga process and the process of Bhakti Yoga. So the eight elements of the Ashtanga Yoga system are Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, and Samadhi. And most people today who think they are practicing this Patanjali Yoga system really aren't aware of all the different elements of the yoga process as it was originally taught and practiced. Of course, it is very difficult to practice this Ashtanga yoga system today. This is explained by Lord Krishna to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, where he says, Yoginam api sarvesham madgaten antaratmana shradavan bhajate yomam same yuktatamo mataha. The highest yogi is the bhakti yogi, one who is worshipping me with his mind and senses in a spirit of loving devotion. That is the highest type of yoga practice. And, you know, in different ages, different systems of self-realization and God-realization are recommended. Stated, Kriteya Dhyayatum Vishnum, Tretayam Yajato Makai, Twaparar Parichayayam Kalau Tadhari Kirtanat. The system of yogic meditation upon Krishna is especially recommended for the Satya Yuga. You know, there's a cycle of four yugas that repeats again and again. First comes the Satya Yuga, the age of truth and goodness, when people have long lives, they're living very simply and naturally, everyone is spiritually inclined. So this system of yogic meditation upon Krishna within the heart is recommended for that age. Then comes the Treta Yuga. In that age, the system of performing great sacrifices is recommended, because in the Treta Yuga, society is divided into different classes. There is economic development, and the results of that economic development are used to perform great sacrifices. Dwaparar Parichayayam. And the next yuga, the Dwapara Yuga, the process of deity worship is recommended. And finally, in Kali Yuga, the age in which we now find ourselves, an age of increasing social and environmental disturbance and degradation, the chanting of the holy names of the Lord is the recommended process. Of course, we still perform some of the other elements. We perform some fire sacrifices upon occasion. We perform deity worship. But our main process is Hari Kirtan, the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. But this process of bhakti yoga, which includes as its main practice the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, has some similarities with the practice of Ashtanga yoga as it was originally recommended when it was being practiced. Yeah, by personalities like Dhritarashtra. First comes yama, which means things that you shouldn't do. The first principle was ahimsa, nonviolence, not committing any violence. And then there was satya, which means being truthful, and to put it in a negative way, to not engage in lying and deception. Then there was ashteya, not stealing, just being satisfied with your own possessions. Then there was brahmacharya, which meant in the Patanjali yoga system, no sex for any of the practitioners at all. And then there was aparigraha, non-possessiveness, not having a feeling of possession, that I own this, I own that. So you could ask the current day practitioners of the so-called Ashtanga yoga system, if they're aware of any of these principles of yama, the things that they're not supposed to do, like no sex, for example, or non-possessiveness. So then comes niyama, and those are the positive things that one should do in the practice of the Ashtanga yoga system, like saucha, cleanliness, santosha, being satisfied, tapas, practicing austerities, swadhyaya, study of the Vedic literature, and Ishvara Pranidhana, surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's words, deeds, and thoughts. So all of these principles of yama and niyama are part of the bhakti yoga system as well. We have our regulative principles, our version of yama, things that we shouldn't do. No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication. And that includes all the elements of the Ashtanga yoga system. We also recognize that everything is Krishna's property, nothing is ours, everything is to be used in Krishna's service. And on the positive side, we also accept the principle of saucha or cleanliness. We accept the principle of santosha, being satisfied with simple living, high thinking. Tapas, we perform different kinds of austerities. Swadhyaya, study of the Vedic literature. Every day we're studying and reciting Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and others. And Ishvara Pranidhana, we surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, following Lord Krishna's instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Just surrender unto me, Mamekam Sharanam Raja. So, in Bhakti Yoga, we have the principles of Yama and Niyama. Then, in the Ashtanga Yoga system comes Asana. Sitting in one place, you know, performing, you know, different types of sitting postures, sitting in a sacred place in the forest or the mountains like the Himalayas. So we're also sitting. We're sitting in a sacred place, you know, the temple. This is our asana. Of course, some of us take the chair asana and some take the floor asana. But we're situating ourselves. We're sitting in a sacred place, the temple. We're sitting in the association of devotees, hearing the teachings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is our version of asana. Then next in the Ashtanga Yoga system comes pranayama, controlling the breath or the prana. And we are controlling our breath, our breathing process, by the process of chanting japa and performing kirtan and preaching. So this is our version of controlling our breathing process. And even in the Ashtanga Yoga system, there's also chanting of mantras that's recommended. Of course, they're chanting more the Om or Pranava mantra. But we're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. That is our version of pranayama. And the result of that is pratyahara. The senses are withdrawn from their objects. And as Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, the way that a bhakti yogi withdraws the senses from the sense objects, the material sense objects, is by applying the senses to the spiritual sense objects. Because ultimately, it's not possible to artificially control the senses and artificially withdraw them from the material sense objects. The much more positive and successful method is to engage the senses with the spiritual sense objects, to engage the eyes in seeing the form of the Lord, engage the ears in hearing the Lord's holy name and teachings and pastimes, engaging the sense of smell and smelling the flowers and incense offered to the Lord, engaging the body in the devotional service of the Lord. And the result of that will be that one will be able to constantly think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This focus of the mind on a single object is called dharana. And when one's focus becomes unbroken, that's called dhyana. And when one's unbroken meditation upon the Supreme Lord becomes perfect, that is samadhi. So even in the Ashtanga yoga system, it's recognized that the goal of it is to understand and experience one's swarupa. But there's not very much information given about what that swarupa is. But in the bhakti yoga system, we're very clear about it. Jivara swarupa hoy Krishnara nitya das. The swarupa, or the constitutional position of the self, of the jiva, is that it's the eternal servant of Krishna. And we understand that that service is ultimately carried out in a very personal and intimate way in one of the different rasas or relationships that it's possible for the soul to have with Krishna as Krishna's servant, friend, parent, or conjugal lover. Ultimately, the process of bhakti yoga leads to that. And it includes full understanding of the activities of devotional service that one carries out in those different rasas. So, as Srila Prabhupada is indicating in this purport, there are some parallels between, you know, the system of bhakti yoga and the Ashtanga yoga system. But in this present age, it is the process of bhakti yoga that is recommended, as Krishna explains to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. So stop there. Any questions or comments? Srila, one. If you can just say it, I'll repeat your question. Yes. So the question is, I was mentioning that different systems of self-realization and God-realization are recommended for different yugas. But it's mentioned here that Dhritarashtra is performing this yoga system, Ashtanga yoga system, and he's living, according to this timeline of the Bhagavatam, he's living at the end of Dwapara Yuga. And the yogic meditation system is mostly recommended for those in the Satya Yuga. But as I mentioned, these systems are all still there, like the different practices. In our own practice of bhakti yoga, we're also doing some of the things that were recommended for previous ages, like performing of sacrifice and deity worship. So all of the practices are available in the different ages. And we can see from the description that's given here that Dhritarashtra's practice is involving turning the senses towards the Absolute Personality of Godhead, which is an element of bhakti. But I think we're also going to see, if I'm not mistaken, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, Dhritarashtra doesn't attain ultimate loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, he doesn't achieve the highest goal. He achieves a kind of impersonal liberation, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, Srila Prabhupada, Svavas.
Functionalities of that yoga process, and that they maintain a certain level of realization without any more performance of activity?
Do they stop breathing and continue to exist in the world?
Yeah.
It seems like there's two ways to practice this Ashtanga yoga system. One is at the end of life, where the yogi is preparing to leave the body. So it would appear that in that process, they gradually cease all the engagement of the senses and become focused on the soul, the swarupa within the body, and become gradually freed from all the bodily elements and coverings. So in that position, it might be like you say. But then there's the practice in ordinary life, which would be a little different, it seems.
It seems like some of these individuals live for thousands of years.
Yes. So they would still be existing within their bodies and performing the bodily activities. But in many cases, it's described as an end-of-life process where it would be different. Archita.
Just a little clarification on the point you're making. Yes, sometimes, like in Dhritarashtra's case, it was recommended that you do this and then you die. In other words, practice this, death will come and you will have elevated yourself. But other cases, as you say, this is for self-realization. So it's not that self-realization means I become realized and then I die. We're practicing bhakti yoga, not that as soon as we get realized we should die. It's sometimes recommended like that, but that's not necessarily the case. So in the Satya Yuga, this was a process for becoming self-realized. Just like take the Prachetas. They went off to become perfect so they could come back and be rulers of the kingdom. They were princes. They went off to practice austerities and penances, in other words, yoga, so they could become perfect and then come back and take over the kingdom. So it was a way of coming to perfection. You practice this yoga system, you become perfect, realize that you're not this body, and then you can take up your position in society, whether you're a king or whatever you're supposed to be. So it's a form of self-realization. Kriteya Jayato Vishnu. In that age, to realize Vishnu and realize yourself, you practice Ashtanga Yoga.
Yes. Okay. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you.
I want to take a picture. I have to wait for you to fix it.